What up? All right, welcome back. So this episode, we're going to talk about the KPIs or the key performance indicators that I look at when I'm trying to help a store sell more cars, regardless of whether they have strong processes, good BDCs, good sales staff. But of course, these metrics and, you know, this approach is going to help you sell even more cars if all those things are already in tip-top shape. Before we get started, though, I've gotten some feedback on the new sessions. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, listening to it. I'm glad that you're seeing some benefit from it. If you are applying some of these things or you're trying to apply some of these things and you have questions, please reach out to me. My phone number, my personal direct line cell phone number is in the show notes. Again, I can't even take new business, so I'm not charging you or anything like that. Like, I just want to help. So if you are trying to move the needle and you're running into some issues or whatever, get in touch with me. Apply these things that I'm sharing with you here. They work. I've seen them work. Multiple stores, different markets, different brands, single point metros, like, they work. So we're going to talk about key performance indicators that I look at stores when I'm trying to help them sell more cars. Another thing somebody said was the music. So I'm going to start doing these without the music in the background. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. Any feedback to help us make the show better and more not entertaining, because that's not what I'm going for, but to make it more valuable, please send those to me. I do listen to those and read the comments and the emails and all the stuff you guys send over, and I try to make those improvements to make this the best experience possible for all of us. So here's the thing. Like, whenever I'm having discovery conversations, I always ask one thing, like, why am I here? What is it? What is the thing that you're trying to get out of this? And it always boils down to, I want to sell more cars. Okay, great. And then I always follow up that question with something simple, like, how many website or how many VDP views do you get on a monthly basis in relationship to how many cars you sell? And that question always stumps people. They're always like, what do you mean? Well, I mean, how many views do you get in relationship to the cars that you sell? Like, how many people viewed your inventory in relationship to the cars that you sell? And a lot of people just are not tracking those things. And I think that the reason we're not tracking those things is because we don't understand what the value exchange is between us, the dealer, and the vendors, right? What is the value exchange? So you give them money and they give you what? You can't measure vendors on the basis of sales, because vendors don't sell cars. They're not at the store selling the vehicles. They're not funneling the information, setting the appointment, talking to the customer, convincing the customer to purchase, answering the customer's objections. So to measure them on the basis of sales is just asinine. It's nonsense. And stop doing that, because it'll never work. Vendors don't sell cars. You could have amazing vendor partners and amazing leads and amazing everything, and your people suck, and they're going to fumble those opportunities. I mean, come on, you know that. How many times have you done a secret shop, or you listen to a conversation or something like that, and you just go like, this guy's an idiot, or this gal doesn't know what she's talking about? And they're your employees, right? Like, that kind of stuff happens all the time. And it's not the vendor's fault, right? And on the other end of the spectrum, you know, vendors need to stop trying to take credit for sales, and they need to stop trying to take credit for gross profit and things of that nature, things that they have no control over. Like, vendors have no control over sales, appointment setting, gross profit. Like, they have no control over that stuff. Like, zero, none whatsoever. So if they're going to try to attempt to take control for those things when you have a great month, then they need to take control for those things when you have a shitty month, and they should fire themselves, right? So the value exchange, the correct value exchange between yourself and your, between dealers and vendors, is dealers give vendors money, vendors provide dealers three things, or a combination of the three: impressions, VDP views, and leads. Those are the three things that should matter and that need to be measured on a weekly basis, right? Those are the levers that dealerships can pull in order to sell more cars: impressions, views, and leads. So, or a combination of the three, right? Like, as if you've been listening to my content, you know that I'm not a big proponent of leads. I think that leads are just a small fraction of the potential opportunity. According to Google, it's like 29% of people are going to fill out forms. And so you need to structure yourself to A, generate more traffic to your sandbox where you control the experience, and B, preparing that sandbox to convince me that you are where I need to go buy my car physically, right? Whether it is by offering a cool digital retailing experience that saves me time at the dealership, by having the inventory, by pricing appropriately, all these things. And by the way, this is coming from a marketing guy, but there is no, like, there's only a little bit of impact that marketing does in your operation, right? Marketing doesn't, is not the right measurement of success. And when I talk about success, I mean about selling more cars, which is the thing that I always get to when I'm consulting, is that's what people want. I want to sell more cars. Well, marketing isn't the way to do that, folks. And that's coming from a marketing person. Like, and why do I say that? Because it's very simple. You can have amazing marketing. You can have the best marketing in the world, right? The best marketing in the world. And you can have shitty people in process, and you're not going to sell as many cars. Right? You can't like fire all your salespeople, right? For instance, and have amazing marketing. Okay, now what? But you could get rid of all of your marketing and have amazing salespeople and amazing processes, and you're going to sell. For one, amazing salespeople are not going to just sit around on the golf cart, right? Those folks are going to go generate their own business. They're going to do whatever needs to get done to get deals done because they need to eat, right? And because they're great salespeople. And so, If you can get rid of something and still generate the result, then why is that needed, right? So you got to look at this for what it really is. All we're talking about here is exposure. That's it. That's why I'm a big proponent of convincing people digitally that they should do business with you. That's far more effective in a much better conversation than the lead conversation. It's a more productive conversation. But, you know, we are in the industry that we are, and there are certain key performance indicators that you can leverage to sell more cars, but you have to understand what those things are. So now that we know what the value exchange is, now we can talk about the things that you need to be looking at. You need to be looking at views, leads, and how many appointments can you set with the leads that you're getting. And then just reverse engineer that. It's very simple, right? It's not rocket science. So if you sell X amount of cars with this many traffic and these many leads and these many appointments, then all you need to do is increase your traffic, right? Increase the traffic. That's going to generate you more, you know, a amount of leads in proportion to the increase in traffic, and that amount of lead increase is going to generate an amount of appointments in proportion to the increase in the leads. So by understanding how many views you're getting on a benchmark in relationship to how many cars you're selling on a benchmark, in relationship to how many leads you're getting on a benchmark, and so forth, you can just simply pull the levers that you need to pull to increase the activity, and you don't have to change much else. The caveat to this is whatever you want to grow in sales, you need to increase the amount of views, double the rate of the amount of sales that you're trying to increase, because, and this only applies if you have bad processes, bad BDCs and things of bad salesmanship at your store, because a lot of that activity is going to get fumbled, right? It's going to go through the shitty processes that you have. And by the time it converts, you need more in relationship to convert in proportion to the number that you're trying to hit, right? And so, but I mean, at the end of the day, if you do those things and all things stay equal, meaning the market doesn't change dramatically, your inventory mix doesn't change dramatically, your pricing strategies doesn't change dramatically, you're gonna get what you've always gotten, right? And if you get more of the things that you're already getting, then you're just going to increase the output. It's just, think about it like a factory. Even if you have a bottleneck in your factory, if your rate of production is at a certain level and you put in more raw materials into the production, yes, you have that bottleneck problem, which is gonna kind of stifle production to a certain degree, but because you have more input, you're gonna get more output. But it's understanding the numbers. Like if you don't know what the value exchange is between you and your vendors, and you don't know what that equates to, then you can't pull the lever that you need to pull to generate the results that you want to get. So I like to reference a very simple concept by my good friend, Mr. Jim Flint, who's been on the podcast before. He has an amazing book called Car Dog Millionaire. And on chapter three, and I'm going to find the actual page here. So on chapter three, he has an equation for what he calls a Moneyball factor, which is something that I use to this day. I read this book many, many years ago when I was first starting out with AutoTrader, and it opened up my eyes to a lot of stuff. But Moneyball factor is simple. It's just the number of cars divided by the number of unique website visitors. I like to take this a step further and talk about unique VDP views, because a lot of your traffic, or not a lot, but some of your traffic is happening off of your website, right? If you're on Gurus and AutoTrader and all these different platforms, then a lot of this activity is happening off your website. Jeez, excuse me. So I like to look at this in relationship of VDP views. But I mean, the premise still applies. And if you do that effectively, then you can come up with your own ratio. And once you know that, then it's just a matter of, again, think about it as a factory. You're putting more raw materials into your production process. Even with your bottlenecks, you're going to have more output, right? So yeah, I mean, it's very, very simple stuff. So the things that I look at, because I like to inspect what I expect, and this is what I tell my clients also, like you got to inspect what you expect. So on a weekly basis, I look at total views, unique views, internet leads, response times, and then I look at appointment set, appointment shown percentage, and then sold units. And then I also calculate my MBF for every single store. Like I calculate what that number is, because if I get a call at week two and it's like, hey man, it's really slow, I need some more sales, then all I need to do is like, okay, well, we can increase your we can increase, again, thinking of the factory analogy. Okay, we need to put more raw material into the thing to produce the product. We can increase it by X, is going to cost Y, and if you're willing to do that, then we can drive the results. So I mean, and it all falls into the whole market share pie distribution, right? Like I always, find it interesting when we're talking about sales increase, and it's like we want to generate sales out of thin air. Folks, the pie is the pie, right? Your market is only able to bear what your market is able to bear. That's it. So it's not like you can just organically create sales out of thin air. Like, well, I'm gonna put this special, and all of a sudden, these people that weren't thinking about buying a car, now all of a sudden they're going to buy a car. Does that kind of stuff happen? Yes, to a certain degree, if it's a good enough offer. But for the most part, the market's going to do what the market's going to do. So all you can do in reality is take market share away from your competitors, or all you can control, rather, is taking market share away from your competitors, right? Focus on the things that you can control. And if that's the case, then why are we focusing on things that are outside of our control? Right? Like, you know that your market is going to do X amount of units. So your job is to take market share away from your competitors. And you can do that by, merchandising better, getting more inventory, you know, having good and consistent why buy messaging, you know, spending more efficiently in the right channels or the right platforms. You know, you could do all these things. You know, those are the things that you can control to generate the results that you want. So focus on those things. But if you don't understand what those things are, if you don't understand what your view to sale ratio is, if you don't understand what your appointment to, your appointment to shown traffic is, then you can't pull the levers because you don't even know what the baseline is. So create a benchmark. So I used to go 3 years, and then COVID happened. So now I go 5 years back. I create a benchmark. I look at, okay, for the entire 5 years, this is how many total vehicles we sold. This is how many total views we received. This is how many total new and used vehicles were sold. This is how many total appointments were sold. And so I know, okay, on a monthly base, it's 10,000 visits. On a weekly base, it's, you know, there's a figure four weeks in a month is 2,500 visits, and so on, all the way down to the day. Like the stores that work with me, I know exactly how many views we need to get on a day, how many leads we need to receive in a day, how many appointments need to be set in a day in order to reach the number that they're trying to reach. And if you're trying to do more, just and you're not willing to change anything else, right? Then all you need to do is increase the amount of exposure by double to to take into consideration the bottlenecks that you're going to encounter. That's it. And that's all you can do on the marketing side, right? Or on the advertising side. Control what you can control. And the value exchange, again, is you give vendors money, vendors give you impressions, views, and leads. So that's it. It's very simple. Do this without making any other adjustments. You will sell more cars. But you got to benchmark yourself. Go 5 years right now to make up for COVID. Understand what your view number is in relationship to leads and appointments, then increase that exponentially or in the proportion of your growth, and you will generate more sales. And if you have any questions about this, mathematically speaking, give me a call. I'll share with you my Excel spreadsheets. It has formulas already attached to it. It calculates all this stuff. Again, this isn't a pitch for you to hire me. I can't even take any more business. So like, I'm trying to help. So if you're trying to move the needle, this is a fast, quick way that you could do it. But again, if you already have good processes and you have good BDC teams and all this stuff, then this is going to, you know, just skyrocket. This in combination with the last episode where I talked about the mix and how I would build the marketing or the advertising structure for my business based on my marketing philosophy of the four pillars, these two things together equals more car deals. And then on the next episode, I'm going to talk to you guys exactly about what is the thing that sells more cars. It's not marketing. It's not people in process. There's this one thing that every dealership needs to do today that's going to help them sell more cars. It's the easiest, quickest way for you to achieve that. And a lot of dealers don't even realize that they have the power to do it or what to even do. So tune into the next one. We're going to talk about the one thing that actually sells you more cars. Peace.